Welcome to Y'all Get On Our Nerves
with Greg and Amanda. I'm Greg.
I'm Amanda, and today we're going to talk about something that kind of didn't get on my nerves. So
we're giving you a little break. I know it's just early on, but you know, sometimes things just don't quite get on your nerves, and you got to still have something to talk about. Well, do we have something to talk about today? This is an experience that just happened to us, what, 2 days ago?
2 days ago. We just returned today from a trip to Las Vegas, just the two of us.
It was amazing.
And besides the amazing part, well, there was another amazing part because, of course, we're using Lyft and all to get around the area.
Uber, Lyft. We don't have a car. We're not going to rent a car. Nobody does that anymore.
So we called a Lyft, right? And what pulls up but one of these crazy self-driving cars?
Pretty much. I mean, it was plastered all over. It said self-driving car. There was the company's name on there.
All on the outside. All on the outside was the company's name. It told you. Did it say on there self-driving car?
It did. It did on the bumper.
On the bumper. So I just noticed something weird was going on because the guy, you know how they say, are you Amanda? Like they were asking, you're Amanda? I'm like, yeah, you're Tanner. Yeah. But he was talking from the passenger side. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, usually there's just a driver. That's
it. Yeah.
Well, obviously, the driver did the least amount of interaction with us at all. Like, he was driving the car, but he barely talked.
So they had two people in the front, a guy in the driver's seat, and then one in the passenger seat. Well, the guy in the passenger seat was the engineer, right? He was, like, the engineer of this self-driving car app. Like, they're doing all these experiments, and what did he say? There's two places in America that they're doing it. They have a partnership with Lyft, and it was in Vegas and in Boston.
I think so, yeah.
And he said they've been in Vegas for a year testing these self-driving cars. Mm-hmm. So, number one, it wasn't like you would think, a self-driving car. It wasn't like nobody's in there.
Right. It wasn't like a computer guy just sitting there, you know, no. The doors opened. No, the people were in the car.
It was a person in the car and the driver's seat and the engineer in the passenger seat. But the one in the driver's seat at times just didn't drive.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So when they picked us up, they had to drive. They had to drive because they were on private property, and apparently it's against the law, I guess, to have these self-driving cars driving by themselves. Like, it's a liability thing.
It's a liability issue.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how maybe in the future, if the technology got up to snuff, they could work out some deals or something like that, but it's still possible that private property owners don't want anything to do with them.
So after we got off the private property onto like kind of the little strip area, the public strip, it was. We were on the strip.
Las Vegas Strip.
Las Vegas Strip. And then the guy was like, all right, let's put it in self-driving mode. He centered the car like in the lane. Everything was shown on the little computer on the dashboard. Like he centered here. He centered it and then boom, put it in the self-driving mode.
Right. So like the engineer had his laptop hooked up to the car. He was talking about the technology, how it had like 23 sensors at all different places all around the car. It senses everything within like a 20 or 30 meter radius around the car.
And they talk about everything. People, you know, not like if not just a car comes and jumps in front of you, like if a person does. And one cool thing is he said it even works like well at night because they're kind of these infrared sensors. So it doesn't matter. Bad weather, nighttime, anything, these sensors are on it.
Yeah, it uses like, what do you say, LIDAR and radar and a bunch of technologies. And I mean, the screen that he had up there showed the car and all the surroundings, but it looked like one of those video games from like the early 80s. Everything was just really rough. You know, the cars were just like squares with like rectangles, triangles and stuff going on in it, but it sensed it to
so
where...
So Greg, what did you think of it? Like, overall, like when
it was
in
self-driving
mode.
I thought it did a great job. When it was in self-driving mode, when a car got too close, say like on the left, if they just swerved a little bit closer to you, the car sensed it and backed away.
Yeah.
When that car got in front of us, it sensed it, slowed down quicker.
But this is what I didn't like. Because when it did back away, it like hit the brakes. Like I felt like it was a little jumpy, you know? It felt like a nervous person driving to me. It felt like a nervous person, like if a car got in front of it, it hurried and like slowed down and you kind of like felt it, hit the brakes. Or there was even one part, because if a car gets too close to you on the side, right? If it gets too close to you on the side, it's gonna, if it can, kind of swerve a little bit over to give it room. Well, I felt like there was even one part. Did you feel that it was like doing a little swerve back and forth all around?
Yeah, because it's programmed that when anything gets within a certain distance, it needs to compensate by moving the other direction.
Yeah.
So it's still going to run into problems. Remember, we were asking the guy, you know, about how there's a lot of erratic drivers and stuff like that out there. And certain crosswalks, which we've saw.
Crosswalks?
Crosswalks. The crosswalks out there.
Yeah.
That aren't labeled on the map, that don't have the sensors. Because he said they had to have the sensors put in all of the traffic lights and everything like that.
Oh, true.
So as long as they have sensors set up all over the city, that's going to have to help guide them and stuff like that for crosswalks, things would be a little bit better. But there's always going to be, you know, those incidents where something just flies out of nowhere, you know?
And he said he'll do his best to, like, keep away from any kind of danger like that. But I don't know. I still don't trust it. I wouldn't trust it, like, to just... Because he was like, oh, you know, the future, you're on long road trips with your family. You can, like put in self-driving mode and play cards or a game or watch a movie with the family. I don't know if I could trust all that.
Most people aren't going to trust something like
that. I'm not. I'm never going to.
They're at a lot of different levels. The car we rode in was a level 4 out of a possible level 5 is the maximum, which I guess level 5, it's on its own on the road. But, you know... I mean, so who's going to really want to trust it? You can't just fall asleep in a car and let this thing take you on a long road trip.
No.
Not until, I mean, the technology is still too new. And it is a little herky-jerky.
I mean, it is a little herky-jerky.
You know? It jerks this way and that way. When people were driving like ridiculous and stuff around
there. And they've been there testing for a year, he said. It's been a year. And I'm like, and y'all still not. There was one road he was talking about, the crosswalk. He's like, let's go into manual because this is too much of a danger type.
Well, that's why they're still in the vehicle. And that's why it's still in earlier stages. You know, that he said it was on a level 4, you would think, okay, you sure it's not just level 2 at this point? Like, if level 5, you're about to let this thing go out on the road right away. I don't think you're quite there yet.
No.
And you can appreciate the fact that they're taking their time with it and they're trying to figure stuff out. But there's still a lot of roadblocks. Like, I asked the guy, what if it gets a flat tire? What if something goes
he
wrong?
He said
With the water pump or something in the car? What if it starts to overheat? What's it going to do?
He said, I'm not sure. I was like, well, if you got a flat tire, is it just going to, like, stop? Or what? Like,
that's what I said. I'm like, he's like, I'm sure they could probably come up with a way that they, I mean, like OnStar, it'll pull over to the side of the road, throw its flashers on, and then call
in
the
dispatch.
Auto call the dispatch.
I don't trust
24 hours a day, a guy with a tow truck comes out. He's like, yeah, probably something like that. Like, I'm helping this guy out. I shouldn't have gave him my ideas. I should have charged him. But it was still pretty cool to be able to ride in something like that.
It was.
Most of the time, it was not an automatic drive. Most of the time, they were doing manual. Uh-huh. But for a good little bit there, about 10 minutes or so, this thing was on auto drive.
I think they're lucky to have us in the seat also, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we were given, like you said, we were giving them tips. We were giving them feedback.
We were asking the tough questions.
We were asking tough questions.
We stumped the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what you got to do.
And I mean, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to trust it. I have a trusting problem, number one. And they're going to bring me this machine that can't even think, and you want me to trust it just to go off on the road. But I do see a lot of benefits. Like he was saying, like, what if someone's, you know, drunk driver.
Drunk driver.
Drunk driver gets in the car. You know, and what if they can sense it? What if they can smell the alcohol on you? Or you got to breathe on one of those things.
You got to blow in that thing to prove every time that you're not drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, still, it has to know where to go.
Yeah, it has to know where to go.
And the guy said because it's got all those sensors, it doesn't matter if it's daytime or nighttime, it senses everything just the same. So that's not an issue. And I wouldn't feel that that's... Now, inclement weather. What about a blizzard?
Oh.
How would that affect... The sensors.
Well, I have bad weather, remember? I was like, bad weather. It was like, oh no, it's fine.
Yeah, but you think about out there, they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Imagine when you're in a blizzard and it senses
stuff
falling.
Well, they have this in Boston.
Or hail.
I mean, we need to go find one in Boston and ask them those kind of questions. Because you know it's going to snow there. I mean, they probably don't get snow in Vegas, but...
And what about somebody trying to rob you? Carjackers.
What?
What about a carjacker?
What is it going to do?
What if it's auto-driving?
They can't get them. And it'll swerve out the way. They'll see it. It'll send somebody coming. It'll swerve out the way.
They start with their guns. They shoot out the tires. Get them
over. Because they know they don't know what to do with the flat tire. We done told them now.
But at the same time, if I'm a company and I'm sending out a self-driving vehicle on the road, that mug has a tracking sensor on it.
Yeah.
I will track that mug to the ends of the earth. You steal it, I'm fine.
I should have asked how much one of those is, because it was a nice car. Wasn't it a BMW?
Or it was a Mercedes BMW. It was one of the two.
I was like, what are they going to do with this? It was a really nice car,
and it pulled
up
and it had those graphics on it, and I'm like, oh, it's one of these racer guys. You know, that gets like racing car company logos and puts it all over the thing. Because it was a fast little number. Yeah. But that's when we saw on the back. It was self-driving car. We get in and it's like all these technologies.
They are down to the rules. They're like seatbelts, initiate. We can't go to all the seatbelts. Because their seatbelts were weird. We were trying to figure that out too.
Yeah, they were like buried down into the seats and stuff.
But they were like seatbelts on. They wouldn't move until the seatbelts are on. And this is another thing. If you were in a hurry, this thing would not go. It will never go over the speed limit.
No,
never.
It can never speed. So, you know, if you're stuck and you got to get to work on time and everybody's going slow, why won't it get around a slow moving vehicle? Say it moves. Say it's going the speed limit. Say it's 60 It's doing 60. It's going to be like, okay, we're fine. No. And then I asked, is there modes that you could unlock, if there are modes that you could purchase?
Well, we were
talking
about somebody's gonna hack them. We're like, they're gonna modify their self-driving cars. Like, oh, this is the fast one. This is the fast modified self-driving car.
Because it's default defensive driver. That's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be as safe as possible on the road. But sometimes you have to make aggressive moves.
Yeah.
See, that's where a human brain is always gonna win over a computer.
Okay.
It can survey the situation, use its experience, and then just get around it. This car seems like it's never going to do that.
I also feel like it's going to take away jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like, oh, you know, he was talking about the, I was like, oh, yeah, the drunk driving, that'd be great. Or distracted drivers, people that's on their phone or something like that. And I was like, I can say that. But then he started talking about buses that has regular routes, FedEx drivers. I was like, you're trying to get rid of people now. You're trying to take the buses that they need a job. He was like, FedEx, UPS drivers, FedEx drivers. I was like, now they're getting crazy. They don't need this self-driving thing in my UPS man.
Or I think they should always still have like on a city bus, they should always have at least one guy there.
They would have to.
In case things go wrong, and he has to throw it in manual.
Because I ain't gonna trust it.
There's gonna be liability issues.
I ain't getting on no bus.
And you're still gonna have jobs. Uh-huh. And chances are, this guy's gonna have to have more technical knowledge to know how to figure out the self-driving car, which means they can pay him more. So that could mean better paying jobs.
Maybe. Because I'm saying, I'm not getting on no bus and I look up and ain't nobody in that driver's seat. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
Yeah, it's a little strange. I mean, having the people there, you never really felt like you were in a self-driving car, even though you saw it went to auto and you could see the guy wasn't driving.
And the guy was always watching, though.
Yeah,
he was
always watching. They were doing a great job.
Because if he wasn't watching, I'd be yelling out, but I watch the road!
Right. They did a great job, and they were being cautious and stuff like that, and it's still gathering data, and they learn.
Yeah.
So I guess whatever the cars learn, is it just inherent to each individual car? Is you're going to have like an experienced car and an inexperienced car?
Or they can take that
computer
knowledge.
Or is it going to be like a hive mind? They all download it to one central database, and then once they get like a code, a fix, and they just push it out, and all the vehicles are exactly the same way. You know, he said they check the vehicles before they leave every day. I mean, they inspect them so that they try not to send out vehicles that are going to be defective, that might be close to getting a flat tire or something like that. But still, I think we're quite a long ways away from this being a technology where you're even going to see an actual driverless car out on the street.
It was super neat, though, to experience it. Like, I was like, you know, it took us a little while longer to get there than probably normal. But just to be in there and experience, ask the questions, I was like, we kind of lucked out on this.
We didn't have to be anywhere quick, and it was just a cool experience, you know, being a part of it. But
I feel like they should have not charged us for that ride, though.
I mean,
they still charge us for that ride.
They still
charge us. Same amount.
Now, I wonder if the driver...
Oh, maybe the driver.
What if the driver was a Lyft driver?
True.
And they said, hey, we want to pair this technology. Do you want to be a car Maybe. And ride around with this guy? We'll make sure you get paid extra Maybe on top extra. Of your regular fares for the inconvenience. And that guy was like, totally. You know, that totally sounds cool.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
We never really asked him.
We should have.
Well.
Because I was, but I didn't notice till the end. I was like, hey, they still charge me. These tests, we're test subjects really in this, you know? They should have been paying us.
Yeah, kind of. That's what science does. This is like a lot of technology.
Oh, well.
We didn't even get a discount ride.
No, we didn't even get a discount ride.
You know what? I think they probably thought, well, them being able to ride in a car and say that they had this experience is going to give them fuel for their podcast. True. And that's
you think that was their plan?
That's just worth
the weight.
They
probably spotted that when we put it on there that we requested a lift, they were like, that's the Greg and Amanda show. Y'all get on my nerves. This is the perfect people to have on our ride.
Yeah, and no, you pulled up the lift, you know. Did they, jump in front and, knock somebody? They were like, oh, no, we're getting this one. We're getting this
fare. That's probably what happened. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
And then when we took a picture of it and totally put it on Facebook, everybody, that's why I said we need to go on and talk about this, because everybody was commenting on it, wanting to know about it. I mean, who wouldn't? A self-driving car. Not many people have ever been in one of those.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us film.
That was another thing.
Inside the car, so we can't show you pictures of that stuff because it's still proprietary technology in the development stage.
We had to agree to some things where they said no filming and seatbelts. I think that's it. That's
cool. They didn't offer snacks because it was a BMW and a guy didn't want to get crumbs.
No snacks, no wipes.
Not like Gene, man. That guy had...
Gene had his wipes.
Lens wipes he had out there. He had a bucket of candy.
They had
he
nothing
had
for us.
Kleenex.
They had nothing.
Yeah.
Not even a little bottle of water, some Lyft driver, or gum, nothing.
So every Lyft driver has one little thing that they'll do for you. Maybe this guy puts your bag in the trunk. Maybe this guy has some candy for you. They had the self-driving car.
I guess. Okay. I guess you can get away with that.
That was
Tanner. Tanner.
Was that his name?
That was his name, Tanner.
Oh, man.
Did you not know it was Tanner?
No, but he totally looked like a Tanner. He was so
Well, they had the two guys. It was the guy in the passenger seat. That was Tanner. I don't know who the other guy was. He didn't introduce him.
He didn't talk too much, and he was, he was just laid back and cool, but he did his job, and he got along with his engineer, so...
Tanner was the talker, taking notes. Answering questions.
Mm-hmm. Giving us all the lowdown as far as he knows and stuff like that.
Well, I'm glad we did it, though.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a cool experience to be like, okay, this is actually out here on the road and they're testing it. And here in maybe another 5 years, you can start to see some things like this out on the road. Probably still
longer than 5 years.
Probably still with a driver in it. But I'd say another 5 years. They're spending so much money in this technology.
It is. I mean,
and it's already at stage four.
I wonder how when they first went on the road, though. They've been doing this a year. Was it stage one?
I think maybe some of the early stages were developed in a lab and on closed courses. And not out on the actual streets. So for a year, it's been on the actual streets being tested and upgraded. Who knows how often? I mean, probably pretty constantly when they find some significant changes.
Yeah.
And if they're at a level four after a year...
I don't know. Maybe they came out in a level 3.5.
It could have been. We didn't ask a year ago
We need a follow-up with Tanner. We have so many questions, and I'm sure y'all are going to have questions too.
Right. Well, Tanner's not going to give us everything all at once, you know.
It's true.
He's just going to give us a little glimpse, a little sneak peek. It was like a little sneak trailer.
Well, this week, though, we thought we'd bring you something different since we experienced something different. You know, we wanted to bring something that didn't get on our nerves, and maybe there'll be more things that don't get on our nerves.
Or you could be one of those people that, just like you were saying and alluding to earlier, with it's going to take jobs away, and they think Skynet's going to take over someday, this could get on people's nerves. Machines taking jobs from people.
So he's twisting it.
I'm just saying.
He wants to find something that gets on
You could flip it that way if there's people out there. There's the purists. I'm talking about the purists, Amanda. The ones that say this is y'all get on my nerves podcast.
Why can't we just not, nothing get on it? Why can't we just be in a good mood?
We can be.
We had a nice 4 days away to Vegas. Today, nothing is getting on our nerves.
No, it's not. And we can have just a good time and talk about something good. But for those who
who expect it.
On the other side, right, they can still make it their own. They could still make choose your own adventure. Right. So
we're coming to
equal
that.
Equal opportunity employer, or you know, maybe that computer's coming for your job too. I don't know.
So hey, maybe for those people out there, next week we're really going to pick something that gets on just every... We need to come back with a topic that just gets on everybody's nerves, everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... This person sometimes gets on their nerves. We need to bring it next week with something big.
All right. I hope you got your thinking cap on.
I was counting on for you for what? That. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Y'all get on my nerves.
Podcast with Greg.
And Amanda, and
thanks for listening.
Bye.